Sculpture, 1968. Concrete sculpture, Choc Béton, by Marta Pan, 1923-2008. Sculpture is an abstract composition of pure curved forms, created in resonance with the architecture of the Maison de la Culture. Marta Pan saw the piece as two hands coming together, but not quite touching, whilst André Vigensky perceived it as a complementary form, where hollow and solid elements join together to create one. From the 1950s on, the artist created double forms as a metaphor for couples. According to Marta Pan, the universe is indeed binary. Often, her two-part works complement each other and form transitional sculptures. Another sculpture by the artist, entitled Duna, can be seen in Albert Michelon Park that runs alongside the Musée de Grenoble. Marta Pan, of Hungarian origin, settled in Paris in 1947, where she attended the Superior National School of Fine Arts. It was there that she met Brancusi and Léger and frequented Le Corbusier's studio. It was also where she met André Vigensky, a future architect at the Maison de la Culture in Grenoble, whom she married in 1952. Her vision of sculpture linked to architecture or the surrounding space led her to work on pieces centered around a landscaped area, like Floating Sculpture from 1961, which was located on a lake at the Kroller Müller Museum in Otterlo, Holland, or the one made for the Maison de la Culture in Grenoble. She also made sculptures from wood using a direct carving technique, including Tech in 1956, that was the inspiration for a ballet by Maurice Béjart. This work was commissioned by the town of Grenoble and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate with 1% funding from the Maison de la Culture. The town of Grenoble has more than 150 works installed in public places that we invite you to discover, thanks to several trails across the town and on the grenoble-patrimoine.fr website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.